Well, thank you for that introduction, and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Elias Grimm, a board member for the Northwest Indiana Food Council. Elias, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So tell our listeners, what is the Food Council, and why does our region need one?
Yeah. The Food Council is a relatively new nonprofit group serving seven counties.
Okay.
So we're not only Lake Porter LaPorte, but also, I hope I can remember these, Jasper, Newton, Pulaski, and Stark.
Mm-hmm.
So a pretty big region. We came into existence because there was a group of people that felt, we have a local food system that is very disconnected.
Okay.
Now, I'm not obviously talking about big ag. You could say I'm talking about local food in the sense of smaller farmers.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about grocery stores, food banks, food access programs, food processors, food retailers. All of that is scattered pretty far and wide, which makes it very inefficient. And it's probably part of the reason that agriculture in general is 20% of all greenhouse gas emissions.
I see. And so is the Northwest Indiana Food Council part of a local government or some other organization?
Often food councils are, mm-hmm. are part of a university. We are not.
Okay.
We're a standalone. So we have come together after an initial meeting a couple of years ago at Valparaiso University, and our first programs have been, first of all, a thing called the FED event, the FED Summit. FED stands for Food Expo.
Okay.
And we had a one-day event over at County Line Orchard, and we talked about food access, food justice, and all sorts of related food issues for a full day. This kind of stuff includes farm to school,
okay.
which is a very interesting kind of movement going on nationwide. It's now in something like 46 states. And then a second event that we did last year, we're about to have another couple of them, is called a farm hop. Surprisingly, in the state of Indiana, there are quite a few people who have never actually met a farmer. Or been to a farm, or even been to a farm. This is very possible because, when I was a little kid, I think there were 24 million farmers in America.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there are 2 million.
Wow.
So, and the smaller farms are beginning to gradually come back. Middle-sized farms have almost gone away.
I see.
So
do you get involved in politics, or is this somewhat your group, something that your group somewhat steers away from?
We don't do politics because we're a 501c3. We can't really endorse anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We are interested in advocacy for certain kinds of food policies.
I see.
For example, to make it easier to become a young farmer in our state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is not a simple thing anymore. So that would be an example.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio, Elias Grimm, board member for the Northwest Indiana Food Council. So I know people really like your programs, Elias. So why do you think they're so appealing?
Well, in a way, people want to connect to the local food economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the grocery store and you see the options there. You look at a box of lettuce that maybe contains 80 calories of food energy.
Okay.
But if it came from California, it had to be grown, chilled, washed, packages, transported, maybe altogether to get in here, 4,600 calories of fossil fuel energy. That's a 57-to-1 ratio. When there's a guy just a few miles outside of town here that if you'd known about him, could have sold you a delicious fresh box of lettuce.
Absolutely.
In a whole different way.
Absolutely. And so I know the average piece of food on our tables here in the region travels 1,500 miles to get here, or about the distance between Chicago and Las Vegas. So why does buying local help our economy, local farmers, and the environment?
You know, it's a great thing. It's the multiplier effect. And this is a fairly well-known idea that buying from local businesses, that dollar gets passed around, gets circulated more widely than if you buy from a big chain retailer. So there are a lot of pieces to this food chain. There is the farmer, of course, but there's another piece of it that we're working on, which is the processor.
Okay.
And those businesses are kind of tricky. They require some education. They require being located logistically in the right place to kind of make the food chain efficient. But we certainly are interested in supporting the kind of middleman process so that, for example, our school systems can look at purchasing more locally, our hospitals, our universities. I just read that Valparaiso University is now buying 25% of its food locally.
Wonderful.
So that's the way they want to go.
No, it's exciting. So how can new people find out more about the Northwest Indiana Food Council and get involved with this terrific endeavor?
Yeah. As I say, we're a nonprofit, Carl. If you go to nwifoodcouncil.org, you'll see our programs, what we do. We're very interested in volunteers. We're interested in people who might want to sponsor our programs in some way. And what we're basically aimed at, I would say, is getting connected with local farmers. We want to get connected with our local school systems and other sort of institutional cafeterias. And we're also interested in community food programs and local gardens, such as in the city of Gary, which has now, I think, over 30 community gardens going.
Wonderful.
So a big movement behind that.
No, just exciting information, and we're hoping to have you on future shows, Elias.
Super. Great.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to Elias and board member for the Northwest Indiana Food Council. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Have a green week, and thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.